Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pete Layton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Boudreau trying to get to third. Layton throws the ball into Dillinger, who tags Boudreau for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton hits a ball on the ground towards right. Doby fields it and throws to second to catch Platt for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. There goes Keltner trying to get to second. Layden throws the ball in to Pretty, who relays the ball to Pellegrini, who tags Keltner for the out. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Partee and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Layden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Platt strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner bunts in front of the plate. Partee fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 0-for-1 in the game. Layton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Zaldak covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Partee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Stevens now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Platt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 0-for-2 in the game. Layton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into left field. Platt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Platt. Hegan moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller is hit by the pitch. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Brian Stevens. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clem Dreesweerd now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Platt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.